This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today addressed a crucial working session themed Promoting Balanced, Inclusive and Sustainable Economic Growth for the Benefit of All at the ongoing G7 summit in Evian, France. More from our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit.
In his address at the session, the Prime Minister underscored the need for international financial institutions to develop mechanisms that impart economic resilience to developing countries. He also proposed connectivity projects linking Africa, Latin America, and the Pacific Island countries. He also suggested the creation of international mobilization partnership for accelerating connectivity and trade, in which G7 capital, India's talent, and Global South's ownership could be combined. During the session, Mr. Modi also highlighted that tangible growth leads to inclusion and well-being of the people. And spoke about India's growth story underpinned by Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas, Sabka Prayas. Ankit Kumar, Akashwani News, Evian, France.
The high-level session was attended by G7 member nations, partner countries and key representatives from the International Monetary Fund and the OECD. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a crucial bilateral meeting with German Chancellor Friedrich Merz on the sidelines of the G7 summit. In a social media post, the Prime Minister informed that both the leaders discussed ways to further cement bilateral cooperation by working together in trade, investments, circular economy, defense, IT and more. Prime Minister Modi also held a bilateral meeting with European Council President Antonio Costa and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen on the sidelines of the G7 summit. The leaders reaffirmed their shared commitment to promoting a resilient multipolar global order that supports peace, stability, prosperity, and sustainable development. However, all eyes are firmly set on the Prime Minister's highly anticipated bilateral meeting with US President Donald Trump, scheduled for this evening. They are expected to hold wide-ranging discussions to deepen bilateral cooperation across multiple sectors, while also deliberating on pressing regional and global issues of mutual interest. Indian Railways has approved the doubling of the 49-kilometer Adipur-Bhuj section in Gujarat at a cost of 493 crore rupees to enhance capacity and strengthen rail connectivity in Kutch region. It has also approved a project worth 405 crore rupees to modernize the signalling project on Eastern Railway, involving the replacement of relay-based interlocking systems with electronic interlocking at 32 stations. While the railways also approved Somtane Chikli Cord Line project in Maharashtra at a cost of 172 crore rupees to decongest Panvel Junction. Supreme Court today termed cyber criminals parasites who dupe innocent investors and said they must be dealt with strictly. A bench of Chief Justice of India Surya Kant and Justice V. Mohana made the remarks while hearing a plea seeking the clubbing of FIRs registered in different states. The court said cybercrime victims are spread across the country and stressed that keeping such offenders behind bars is in society's interest. In Gujarat, six people, including a 9-year-old child, have died in an accident between a truck and a private bus in Vadodara. 27 others were injured and shifted to SSG Hospital in Vadodara for treatment. The accident occurred around 4 a.m. near Kotambi Stadium when a bus travelling from Banswara to Surat collided with a stationary truck. Prime Minister Modi and Union Home Minister Amit Shah have expressed grief over the tragic accident. In another accident, at least six women died while three others got injured after an e-rickshaw in which they were travelling collided with a tractor in Ujhani area of Badayun district in Uttar Pradesh this afternoon. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath expressed deep sorrow over the incident. In ICC Women's T20 World Cup, the Netherlands have won the toss and elected to bowl against India in a Group A cricket match at Headingley in Leeds. India were 23 for no loss in two overs when reports last came in. And in men's cricket, India have set a target of 403 runs for Afghanistan in the second ODI of the three-match series in Lucknow. In reply, Afghanistan were 90 for 2 in 17 overs when reports last came in. For Afghanistan, Kharoti picked up 4 wickets while Rashid Khan claimed 3 wickets. And that is the end of this news bulletin.